This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A broad police reform bill that limits when cops can use force and requires body cams has passed the state Senate. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The proposed law had a lot of objections at the beginning from law enforcement, prosecutors, and Republican members of the state Senate. But after several amendments were added to assuage concerns, almost everyone voted in support of the bill on Tuesday. State Senator Rhonda Field says the bill helps address local problems.
Everybody thinks that this is all about a national issue, but we have police brutality and issues right here in Colorado.
The bill now heads to the State House, where it is expected to pass this week. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
High school seniors in Colorado and their families will be allowed to attend in-person graduation ceremonies. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The state has now given local health departments authority to decide what school graduations will look like. Social distancing will still be required, and the size of the venue will determine how many people can attend. For instance, School District 70 in Pueblo County has announced a number of graduations this week that will take place in high school football stadiums. Each graduate will be allowed a group of four family members watching from the stands. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear talks about the pledge he made yesterday to provide free health care for all black Kentuckians who need it. Then, young protesters have taken to the streets, frustrated by a system that they say is not working for them. The protests could help Democrats galvanize young people or further alienate them. Kentucky governor promises health care for black people and the generational divide are next on All Things Considered. And coming up in 10 minutes, hackers for hire, federal prosecutors, are looking into a global operation that's targeted thousands of advocacy groups, journalists, and government officials. That's coming up in 10 minutes. It is 68 and partly cloudy. It's windy along the Front Range again today. 65, partly cloudy in Colorado Springs, 68 in Denver, 47 in Vail. This is CPR News.